Did you guys see the new announced X-Men animated for
Marvel? X-Men 87 or whatever?
97. It continues from the original series, and it's going to have the original theme song.
Welcome to Let's Get Gaming Podcast, your number one stop for video game news, reviews, and interviews. I'm your host, Patrick Dennehy, and boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you today. But you know what? I'm not alone because I don't like being alone with my thoughts. We got the boys with me today. First up, 7-0 Fontana, how you doing?
The witch was her sister, bro. You gonna tell me?
She came down in a bubble, bro. You tell me she lied?
Grow up, bro. Grow up. Get out of here.
Dude, I got a healthy respect for Vines, man. Whatever happened to Vines? They doing okay? They
Twitter, like Twitter bought them and then shut them down.
Weren't they coming back?
Yeah, they were supposed to be Vine too.
They're called TikToks.
No, but Vine said they would be back and they would liberate us from TikTok.
Yes, well, we all say a lot of things.
Yeah.
Anyway. I said I would never get a TikTok. Here I am.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're our TikTok representative, aren't you?
Yep, that's me.
Sorry, did you just... Hit a sheesh?
We haven't done that in a while.
Can we get another one? I want perfect silence. I want to hear the sheesh.
That was so muted.
Do you want to put some effort into it? I mean, this is your chance for the bit now.
I have a child sleeping. This is as loud as it gets for me.
You gotta turn down the automatic suppressing.
I'll do it.
That's right. Do it. Go as loud as you can.
God.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's the best way to start an episode of a podcast is just clipping the audio right at the beginning.
Perfect. That's my Polly Galuzzo.
Hey, Polly is here.
Audio 101, guys.
Yeah. Why don't we all just take turns clapping into our microphones? How about that? We'll just go around.
Don't.
Everyone, Chris, you're editing this one tonight. And of course, Chris Monpetit.
Hey, I'm editing this one tonight.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but just before we started recording, Chris just belted out a banger, the X-Men theme song on his what was it, banjo, ukulele?
My 7-string.
Yeah, the 7-string ukulele. It was a nice, nice
thing. Can you imagine?
Awesome.
That's metals.
Yeah.
Looking drop D ukulele.
I mean, I know we got like things to talk about, but like, I kind of want to just talk about the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer for a little bit, if you guys are chill with that. Cool. Uh-huh.
So I heard that the Red and Doc Ock's
tentacles
is a chip that helps fix the tentacles and makes him a good person. And so he's actually not a bad guy.
Oh.
Nah, that's bullshit. There's no way that it's not Stark. Nanotech. That he probably steals from like the Iron Spider suit.
But it can't be because they're different universes. So how would that be?
It works.
Well, he came there, so found it there.
Hold on. If anyone hasn't seen the No Way Home trailer that just dropped, like I think yesterday or a couple days ago, go watch it. Do what you got to do. We're gonna nerd out for a little bit. And you're all caught up. All right, welcome back. Okay, so because it doesn't matter because you also. You know, if you know the comics, you also know that Doc Ock's arms are powered by an AI of their own. So it's entirely possible for them to, like, you know, identify the nanotech and bring them into their own.
Sure, but then there's the chip that's a canon in the comics that Spider-Man develops a chip that helps fix his, you know, personality. It's called something that I can't remember.
Yeah, the Ock-ficker.
Nope.
But this Peter wouldn't... I don't think he would make anything
from
like
this
that.
Peter.
Dude, I love how, like... I love how everyone's just like, other Spider-Mans are in this movie. There's no way that they're not in this movie. And I know like they're going to save it like right before, like a week before they're going to be like, Tobey Maguire's here, boys.
Well, apparently, if you go on the IMDb page, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are already put in the credits. So
yeah, because you can just edit it yourself.
It's like, I'm also in the credits.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm going to be making my debut as a Spider-Gwen.
That's hot. I can't wait to see
you. Yeah. Oh my God, right? If they're not in this movie, it'll be as disappointing as fucking Blue Box Studios not making a Silent Hill game.
Dude, it's one of Kojima. Like, but see, it's like one of those situations where like it's disappointing because everyone just went crazy, you know?
See, yeah.
Yes. This is the time where I'm at fault for this too, because I know that nobody said anything, but I've put it in my head now that they're in the movie.
Oh, they are in the movie. There's no way. Yeah, they are. There's no way. There's no way, dude. Are you kidding? Doc Ock looked at it. He's like, you're not that, Peter. It's like, oh, he knows.
With that Brazil leak, then it's kind of a little.
Oh, yeah. The Brazil leak.
Because he has a fancy Brazil new suit. Leak. He could just be invisible.
No.
Right.
Who's invisible?
Do you want to explain the Brazil leak, Pasquale?
Okay, so in the scene, I'll describe the scene quickly. It's Spider-Man, presumably Tom Holland Spider-Man, is showing a fighting against Electro, Sandman, and Lizard. Electro's at the top of the screen, Lizard's at the bottom.
And it's yellow, Jamie Foxx. Yellow. Electro, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for some reason, that changes.
But on that one.
My man's bussing.
Anyway. Spider-Man's going straight forward. Like, looks like he's going towards Sandman at the back. So he's completely avoiding the other two, and they're going their own way. So clearly something's going on there. And then with the Brazil leak, they didn't cut it soon enough where it shows Lizard clearly getting punched in the face and he's fully like turning his head.
Yo, it's
and
so
nothing is there doing it.
It reminds me of like an old PS2 graphic too, because like it's just like it's incredibly warped.
Yeah,
because obviously he's getting hit by something, so like they, you know, something's blocking it a little bit, so they don't have to show it too much.
Yeah,
it's also a quick scene, right? But yeah. I don't know. It's interesting that they edited out whatever it is that's hitting him, but then also just like left it in.
But only in the Brazil version, which is weird. So
yeah. I feel like there's no way that was by accident.
That was not by accident.
There's Marvel, no way.
You know what this means.
Marvel is notorious for digitally altering the trailers to try and keep spoilers out. Because, like, if you guys remember during the Avengers Endgame trailer, mm-hmm. Before even Thor 3 had come out, they had put the eye patch over top of his face.
Yeah.
And then in the movie, like, it's retcon because, like, he gets an eyeball from Rocket's butthole. Shoved into his eye socket.
Yeah, they gloss over that fact.
Well, it's also the Hulk. He's the Hulk.
And yeah, and the Hulk is
in the trailer.
yeah,
he's actually not in the movie at all.
Like, they're notorious for doing stuff like that. And, you know, I appreciate the effort, but someone screwed up.
See, I don't know if that's a screw up, though. That seems like Marvel somewhat intentionally did it, hoping that it would get out. They knew it would get out.
If someone screwed that up, that person just got assassinated.
Like, oh yeah, no, that person's dead. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be an edited out Spider-Man, right? It could be Drax, it could be John Cena, it could be Sue Storm, right? Have the Invisible Woman show up.
It could be Doc Ock.
It could be Doc Ock too, right? I mean, he does seem to be a little. Dude, I'm just excited for the movie. I want to watch it. I'm excited for any Spider-Man property, whether this ends up being like Tom Holland's last, like, you know, thing before like the whole Disney and Sony divorce that inevitably is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting too, right? Because it looks like we're getting the Spider-Verse, and we're also getting Sinister Six, but there's five villains accounted for. So
there's two goblins.
I don't know if it's just like he gets a power.
There's a possible two goblins.
They leaked the suit with Goblin having no mask.
Yeah.
So it could either be Harry Osborn or just him with
it. I've heard that mask. It could be actually Ned.
Yeah.
So
Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to just turn him in one movie to make him the bad guy. That seems
also, look, I'm not trying to body shame anyone, but there's no way that dude's going to become
Have you seen him? He's lost like
100. No, I know. Pounds. He's buffing out. Absolutely. But
probably why.
I'm just saying.
So there's
the next movie.
My other theory is that it could be Venom because.
So that's what I was gonna say. Yeah,
like ending of Venom. There's that like one scene. Glider? No, like that. That's just a different.
There thing. Is there's room one. For a sixth villain.
Yeah,
well, technically, well, this is kind of a spoiler if you haven't seen Venom 2, but
we could still get Vulture though.
I think Vulture is
on the Sinister Six.
Yeah, I know.
Universe.
The only reason I say Venom is because of that end scene credit. And
can we just spoil it? I haven't watched the movie, but
I know we're just trying to subtly not spoil it. And then he's like, "Yeah, no, Venom gets teleported to the MCU at the end of Venom 2. So you know he's in there now." Anyway, hey, what have you guys been playing this week?
Okay, I want to touch on this real quick. Jamie Foxx has been totally redeemed with that way the new election.
Oh my god, he looks way better.
Yeah,
so good.
He's more
also with the electric mask.
The mask, yellow, yeah.
So So good.
It's authentic.
It was so good.
It's not authentic. Great. It just looks great.
Yeah. I mean, Blue Electro just, it didn't do anything for me.
He also looked ridiculous. He was literally blue.
It didn't make sense.
Yeah. He looked like the Red Skull, but blue.
That was like back in the time of like movie era where like, okay, we have like the very obvious joke character. You know, like he was just a loser who was balding and like couldn't stand up straight. He's like, oh, Spider-Man, I'm your friend.
He was literally the bad guy from Iron Man 3 again.
Yeah.
But somehow less cool. And that's the fucking worst bad guy in all of Marvel history.
I want to point out that if it does end up being like Doc Ock gets like Stark's nanotech, that'll be like, what, the fourth time that an AI has taken over his shit? the third time while he's dead. So like, you know, he's still putting in work for the MCU.
What if we get a superior Spider-Man?
Oh shit, that'd be goth,
dude. I'm so excited. I'm so glad that mommy and daddy made up long enough for us to get cool shit, you know? Soon we're gonna be going back to double Christmas, but right now I'm enjoying it.
Is Doctor Strange Mephisto?
I think everything's Mephisto.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
We won't know until the movie.
Guys want to know something wild? So I was at the mall the other day and there's a shoe store that opened up and like, I swear to Christ, it's the name of it is Mephisto. And I did a double check because I'm like, that's not real. But like their logo is like the M and it has like the little demon eyes like in between. I'm like, that's Wanda.
Okay.
And I walked in and I'm like, it's just a shoe store. Like they I don't think they know.
Who's gonna know?
No, like I swear they just named it that to get people like me to walk in and like buy like $400 heels.
There's gonna be a day a Marvel employee passes by and they're gonna be like, no, this can't happen.
Like, wait a minute, I don't like
where's our case?
Suspect.
Some lawyer is like, ooh, this is my shot.
I'm coming for that Marvel money, baby. Anyway,
yeah,
Chris, what have you been playing this week?
Pokemon Sword.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I kind of finally got to the end of the DLC. Now I just got to complete my Pokedex. So
you finished the Snow Island, right?
Yeah,
Frozen Tundra. That's what it's called.
Yeah, the Frozen Tundra. I just need to just complete the Pokedex, finish all the max raids, and
nice,
all that other good stuff.
What horsey did you pick?
The ghost one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the correct one. Yeah, good job there.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Squally, tell us about Persona 5.
And Persona.
Yep.
I am now, I don't even remember what the last thing I said was. I beat that Nijima dungeon, and then now I'm in the Shido dungeon.
Okay.
Which means nothing to Pat, but.
Nope, these are just words, dude.
Yeah.
He's going through. He's making it away.
How close are you to being free?
I don't know, because the game, it makes you think you're getting close to the end at this point,
but
then it's supposed to take place over a year and I'm only halfway through the year.
So, oh, okay.
You've been on vacation, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause like
the vacation is like the halfway point.
Oh, okay. Cause right now it's November something.
Do you go to a beach? Is there a beach episode?
You go to Hawaii,
dude.
Oh my Christ. I can't even make jokes about this game because they're just true. That's the worst part.
Did you have any special alone time with anyone in Hawaii?
Oh my God.
No, I didn't have a special someone at the time.
Oh, you screwed it up.
I screwed
it up. You've been playing for half a year and you haven't built up any reputable
relationships. Oh, now I do, but
between like characters yet?
Who's your girlfriend?
On.
Is that the one with the leather outfit that you like last
time
I talked about this?
You honestly could have had like a lovely evening with her in Hawaii all alone, piping and
yeah. I waited too long.
Jesus.
About a month or two too long.
That's sad, man. That's like when you're playing Stardew Valley and you get to the flower festival and like you have no relationships in the town yet, so nobody wants to dance with you.
Oh.
And then you're just I guess I'll just buy these fucking strawberry seeds and go home.
Yeah. Or, you know, like real life, but
yeah, like real high school where you go to Hawaii and you have no friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stefano.
Let me set the stage for you guys. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sitting on my couch. Bag of chips next to me.
Doritos. What kind of chips?
Sweet chili heat.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Bottle Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I got my computer on. G4 TV's playing in the background. Adam Slester's reviewing a video game for me. Halo on my big screen. I'm shooting people in Slayer matches. Can you guess the year?
Are you describing 1997?
You would be wrong. It's November 16th, 2021. Last night, baby.
Damn.
I'm playing Halo Infinite multiplayer beta. It's so fucking good.
Yo, there's one thing I know about you. It's that you live for the nostalgia. So I have to imagine 100%. you're just having the best time of your life right now.
Well, the thing is, like, yes, I am. But
and I say that knowing that you're married with child.
It's the best moment of my life.
Yeah.
It'll never get better. This is the peak.
No, there's no up. This is only downhill from here.
It just gets worse now. Yeah.
That's right. But what is cool about it is like they didn't reuse any maps because they didn't want to cannibalize their Master Chief Collection.
That's players. A smart move, yeah.
So they will make all new maps. We're going to talk about it later on today, but man, the progression system is shit tier.
Really?
But if they fix it, don't ask me what I'm playing any ever again because the answer will be Halo for the next.
You're just locked in once they get these little bugs fixed out, huh?
Yes, the gameplay is so smooth. There's some things I don't like about it, like what I find, and I think I know why this is it. This is the way it is because it's a beta, technically. But when you play ranked, you can't pick like, so Slayer is for Halo Lumen. Slayer is team deathmatch.
Yeah.
You can't pick single game type ranked playlists. You have to play all types of games on random. So like I have to play Capture the Flag and King of the Hill.
I wonder, is that just because it's a beta maybe?
I think so. I think that is the case because they just want to make sure everyone's playing all game types so they can test all the server loads, I think.
Yeah.
I hope, because that is very frustrating. I do not want to play Capture the Flag ever.
Or they should just give you the option to do random and let you select specifics if you want.
Yeah, like in Call of Duty, you can uncheck certain ones that you don't want to be pulled into a playlist. That way you don't get like Demolition or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Which I always do because I fucking hate Demolition.
Capture the Flag though is fun with if you're playing with friends though.
Yeah, but the problem is like none of you lame asses want to play Halo.
We don't want to play Halo. It's that I don't want to have to put in the necessary investment in order to play Halo.
I could get it on PC.
Yes, you could.
You can also just get a PS5 like everyone else.
I literally can't.
It's been a year. They fixed it now. You're good.
No, they didn't. They didn't. No.
You go into your Walmart. I was in my Walmart the other day and I saw that they actually have the headphones for the PS5. So progress is being made.
I mean, peripherals everywhere. I got those.
Yeah.
No, it's there we go. Problem issue. Congratulations.
It's easy so for me to get a controller, the headset, and all the other accessories for the PS5 than the actual PS5. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, give it another year or so. I'm sure Halo will make its way to PS5.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Honestly, I'm sure Xbox would fucking love that.
I think they'd be down for it.
I'm a prediction, like for sure, and I'm kind of stealing this prediction from Colin Moriarty, but like Xbox wants Game Pass on PlayStation because why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
If they could sell you, Patrick, and you, Chris, $15 a month on Game Pass, why wouldn't they? Or less than that because they don't get the third party games. So let's say like $10 a month. Are you kidding me?
I thought you were being sarcastic at first, but
no, I'm being serious.
I 100% agree with you. I think Game Pass as a service is great, and the more platforms that it's available on, it's just better for Xbox. Yeah. Sure, some of the other people might not like that, but you know, it is what it is. However, I had a thought, and I just want to throw this out there for you guys to consider, because you know, I know it's kind of a joke, but I was always like, that could be cool, like seeing Master Chief in Smash. And then my brain kind of transitioned thinking about like Sora being added into Smash. And I'm just trying to work out who paid who for that.
They paid Sora. Disney for that.
Did Disney pay Nintendo for Sora to be in Smash? Or did Nintendo be like, hey.
Nintendo paid Disney for sure.
I think nobody paid anybody. And they're just here you go. Yeah, it's Square thing. Yeah, Sora is, by the way, Square Enix, so it doesn't matter. But
That's true.
Yeah, I forgot about Square.
I saw in like when they have those like pads he usually stands on. I forget what it's called now. But they edit out Donald and Goofy on those pictures.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
actually.
Yeah, they did because they're like he's like no.
That's funny. Okay.
Because he's like.
Anyway, so yeah, Master Chief coming to Smash Brothers. Cool. Thanks, Steph.
Yeah, no worries.
That's a good one, man. I've been playing, same as you, Chris, a little bit of Pokemon Sword, just getting ready for the Gen 4 remakes that are coming out the day after this podcast goes up.
Yeah.
There's a midnight release in my local mall for them. Probably not going to go to that because I don't care that much. But I've been putting in, like, at this point, 13 hours into a little device known as the Legend of Zelda Game & Watch.
Nice. I just got mine in the mail yesterday.
It's so good, dude. I mean, like, it has the original Zelda, The Adventures of Link, Link's Awakening, mm-hmm. which is already, like, Link's Awakening is my favorite game of all time. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a huge fan that they have, like, the original one and not, like, Link's Awakening DX, like, the Game Boy Color remake, because, like, that one's objectively better, but that's fine. And, you know, if you picked up the Mario one that came out last year, I think the big complaint was that, you know, didn't really have that much in it. But this one is, like, this one's packed, man.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, I'd recommend it. And I'd love to see more Game & Watches in the future. Like, I just give me a Metroid one. Give me a Kirby one. Give me a Pokemon one, dude.
Who would you be on your next, like, Game & Watch? But, like, I think Kirby and Metroid's, like, probably, like, the best pick for that.
Yeah, I love it. Like, they're great for those old retro games. The volume's just loud enough where you could play it if you don't need the headsets, you know. The screen's bright enough where you could play wherever you want, and the battery lasts a solid amount of time. I got mine, when I opened mine up, I didn't even plug mine in. It ran for like 3 hours on the battery that was just, like, left over, and, like, on full charge you get like 8 hours out of that thing. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, Nintendo, keep going, man. Give me the Metroid one. But yeah, so Gen 4 remakes for Pokemon coming out on the 19th. So that's the day after this podcast comes out. I'm going to be picking them up. I'm going to be playing it. So tune in for the next week where, yeah, I think myself, maybe Chris as well, we'll give you a little bit of feedback on how we feel about those games, because I know right now it's a little bit divided before the official launch. But it does offer us a nice segue.
Did you pre-order them?
I didn't pre-order them because I don't care.
Yeah, neither did I.
Yeah, I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them on launch. I'm not going to pre-order them, though. But it does give us a nice little segue into the main topic of the show. So, you know what, Pasquale?
What?
You could have the honors. Why don't you give us a boomstinger?
Boomstinger.
Killed it. So a little game released not too long ago. It's from an indie dev, right? Has a little bit of a cult following. And this is the Grand Theft Auto, the Definitive Edition Remastered. Oh, what's the official name of this thing? It's something ridiculous. GTA, the Trilogy, the Definitive Edition.
Yeah.
That's the official name of it. So here's a problem. It's pure shit.
Like, it's definitive that if you waggle your car back and forth while driving it, your car gets bigger.
So this thing is riddled so badly with bugs and issues that, like, obviously this thing didn't go through quality assurance.
No, well, it just proves to you, even if it did, like,
I don't even think
how good is quality assurance.
This was done by Rockstar. I think they outsourced this.
This is not done by Rockstar. Yeah, so this was made by it was outsourced and it wasn't, right? So Grove Street Games is the one that did the Definitive Edition. They've been working with Rockstar, like, pretty much every remaster of a GTA game, they do.
Okay.
So the thing right now is that apparently Grove Street Games, excuse me, they use, like, a special, like, computer algorithm to upscale the games automatically. And then they went in afterwards and kind of, like, cleaned up everything. Well, I say cleaned up everything in a general sense, by hand. That by itself has a couple, you know, it's kind of cool. And it also terrifies the shit out of me that a computer basically made these games.
Well, clearly we had nothing to worry about because it was awful.
Yeah, I know. If this is what AI is like, I think we're fine, you know. But
I think we've all seen, like, the screenshots and, like, the memes of the side by sides between, like, CJ's girlfriend and the infamous, like, Burger Shot.
Oh my scene. God, dude.
Or is it Burger Shot or Cluck and Bell? I can't remember. When they're, like, at the table together and, like, it looks like it looks like someone from the show Boondocks.
Yeah. It's not good.
Can we also Go ahead.
No, you go. You go.
Can we also talk about some of the censorship that happened on these definitive editions?
Yeah, go for it.
Like, that's wild. They edited out the, I can't remember the character's name, but in Vice City, there's that like redneck that gets you all the guns.
Mm.
And he's like a total idiot. And I think he like chops his own arm off. And he's like a racist. And he wears a Confederate flag on his shirt. And they're like, no, can't have that. Got to edit out the Confederate flag. And I'm like, yo, like he's a bad guy.
Yeah,
like, you have to make this. You have to give him some redeeming qualities.
I don't think that's true.
It's like you wouldn't play like Wolfenstein and edit out the Nazis. Like,
you will depending on where you're playing that game.
I guess that's true.
It came out in.
Just wouldn't come out. That's the whole point.
Funny thing about censorship and stuff like that. With Wolfenstein in Germany, there are no swastikas in there because you can't promote that horrible piece of history. But anytime you have a game like that where it involves shooting, they either have to be robots or aliens.
So yeah,
there is no blood in any games. I think they might have changed it as of like a year or two ago. But like, they explode so that they're robots.
Yeah. Most weird things in video games are due to like some country's backward censorship laws, like, you know, oh, we can't show dead bodies, don't worry, they disappear after a while. Yeah. You know, like stuff like that, like but it's interesting you bring that up, right? So there's been a lot of shit going on with the GTA remaster, and this is just outside of the fact that it's not a good thing. So one of the big things that Rockstar was advertising is that this will launch worldwide on their own platform, like their own launcher. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that is that some people had a different timer than other people. Things didn't really work. So that was a big issue for a lot of people. But there's more things that are developing. So GTA games have been around for a while. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever played them, but, you know, they've been around for like decades at this point. Mm-hmm. And because of their popularity, there's a lot of mods that are available that you could download and you could play the game. And if you have a high end PC, you could really like these mods can really push your shit to the max.
Yeah.
With this definitive edition, a lot of these mods are now being taken down. Rockstar, for the most part, has left them alone for 15 years, being like, do whatever you want. But now they're like, no, we got to take them down. And there were mods for like the games that are included in this remake that really, it is a remake. Like they cleaned it up. They made it look maybe not current gen, but like they did great jobs for modders.
Like it would have been like taking this PS2 game and pushing it into like the end era of the PS3.
It would have been, exactly. Like if they actually took the game and remade it as opposed to just like cleaned up the textures, which is like, it seems like that's all they really did. So now all these mods are being taken down in order to protect this new GTA game that just came out.
The other thing they've also uncovered is they left in the source code for the hot coffee mod in San Andreas.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. So apparently the code is left in San Andreas for the game they had to take out, which is known as the hot coffee mini game, which is you pipe in your girlfriend.
Oh yeah. 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 Classic. I mean, honestly, that's just GTA right there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny you talk about like shit being left behind in the code. So there was like a big thing that happened on the Steam version of the game, where because like of the radio station that play a lot of the licenses that existed back then don't really transfer over anymore. They expired or they couldn't renew it or whatever.
Yeah.
So they had to remove like a whole bunch of songs like Bark at the Moon, Billie Jean, Express Yourself, and all that. Like they couldn't get them again. So they're like, okay, we gotta cut them down. But on the PC version of the game, they left them in. Like the files were still there. So they had to like shut it down. Like the PC version of this game did not work at launch at all.
Yeah.
And then once they realized like people are like, hey, there's like a whole bunch of files in here that like shouldn't be here. They're like, ah, shit. So they had to like shut it down, take it down, remove it. They even put out like a little thing being like, oh, sorry, the game launched with like files that should not have existed. And we're like, okay, cool. Thanks, Rockstar. But it just, it goes to show you like, what the fuck is happening here, man? Like what's going on? This isn't like some indie studio. This is Grand Theft Auto. It's one of the biggest franchises of all time.
What's happening? This is a studio that pushed out a engine to make testicles shrink and expand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fairness, it wasn't that studio. That studio is still making
Grand Theft Auto 5. It's still the owners of this. It's
yeah.
It, you know what I mean? Like, we spent millions of dollars for voice acting, for all this stuff, and then you shovel out like this quickly piece of trash that is almost unplayable. Like, I've seen bugs of people wiggling their joystick in the GTA 3, making their car expand infinitely. Like, you can do it forever and your car just keeps getting wider.
You're always at your destination like that.
Yeah, like people's faces like crumple in on themselves in cutscenes. People just trying to drive in the rain, and they forgot to like turn the opacity down on the rain. So like anytime you
that's the worst.
Like it's
bad.
Just jagged white lines just obstructing your entire view.
Yeah, they take up like 80% of the screen. So like when it's raining in these games, you just can't play it. Because like they're just solid white raindrops that are just falling constantly. It's like, ridiculous.
It's like CD Projekt Red.
I was gonna say I didn't think anything would be able to compete with like the worst possible launch ever compared to Cyberpunk 2077. This might be it, because this has had first of all it's just not good.
Like, to be fair, this isn't the new launch though. At least
that's what I'm saying. That's the problem. Like, it's, there's no reason why the games from PS2 shouldn't have been great coming out.
Yeah.
Well, no, the problem, but here's the thing, and this is the thing that upsets me, right? Is that none of this matters. Literally none of this matters. People, if you bought this game, you're an idiot. You're stupid. you're the reason why gamers aren't taken serious, and you're the problem. You're what's wrong with the industry. These games are shit. They were made horribly. They shouldn't be selling for $60 a pop. And it doesn't matter, because everyone's going to buy them anyway, because it's Grand Theft Auto. And, you know, GTA 5 is still like topping the fucking charts every month.
Well, at least that works and is good.
Yeah, but that's not my point. My point is that this game is broken, has minimal effort. Half of the work was done by an automated algorithm, you know, and it doesn't matter that it's having all these problems, because it's still probably going to, you know, top the chart for the next couple months, because GTA sells. They know GTA sells, and they know what they could get away with for people to be like, here's $60.
They're just taking advantage to get as much money as they can for as little effort.
But you think so?
I think it's going to do well. I think it's going to do well enough for them to be like, oh, it was, they're going to be able to go to their shareholders and be like, this game was a success.
No, I think they'll get enough backlash. Probably get enough backlash where they're going to fix some stuff just enough so it gets by.
Yeah, but fix
it. And then they'll just be fine.
It's not like they even like remade the games. They just upscaled the textures. They like cleaned up the controls and remapped them a little bit. That's it. Like, they didn't do shit.
They'll fix the bugs maybe, like infinitely expanding cars, but.
I don't know, man. That I don't know. But I'm just getting tired of these like remakes that aren't like anything, or I don't know if they're called, if this is officially a remake. What are they calling
this?
The definitive edition, which is bullshit because it's not the definitive edition. Calling this the definitive of anything is like just a slap.
It's not even a remaster.
Well, can you even call it definitive if you have to take out content from the original game? Like, they had to take out cheat codes from the game because it broke the game.
Yeah. Which is ironic considering the game.
It's broken.
Yeah. Oh no, our game, it's broken.
Oh no.
Oh, that's a good one right there, boys.
It's over.
Oh, it's a nice reference too.
That's only
1990. Yeah, just
all
for laughs.
This is from 1990.
Nice Canadian reference there, bud.
Yeah,
got you there, bud. Oh, yeah.
Going out for a rip.
Oh, fuck yeah, bud.
Yeah, no, I don't know how they have the gall to call this the definitive edition where when you're right, they actively removed content from this game.
Well, one of the worst parts is that they actually had the re-released PS2 versions of the games on the store to buy. And now they're like, well, now you can't buy them. Took them down. Now you can't buy this shit
version. Yeah, they removed the mods. Anything that might compete with this game and its success, Rockstar went out of their way to get rid of. And that, to me, is, I think, the biggest problem.
the brothers were like watching the game, and they're like, "Ooh, this is bad. We gotta get anything out that makes this look worse."
Like, they just don't want, like, what, like, I get it. Like, they don't want anything to potentially cannibalize any profits from this. Sure, but like, when you take that which I think is like, I don't remember anybody else doing something similar to that when they're releasing a remake. They're like, okay, kill the kill everything else, right? Because I mean, say what you want about Rockstar Games, but they have a long ass lifespan, you know, like they stick around forever. But like, this is just, it's just dirty. I don't like it. This just reminds me of everything that I don't like about the gaming industry. And also like, you know, like it's just laziness, man. Like I don't mean to like, you know, give my praise to Nintendo whenever I can, but at least with the Skyward Sword remake, they at least with the Skyward Sword remake, you know, they put some effort into it and like remap some stuff and like, you know, worked a way around the motion controls and everything. But here there's like nothing. Here it's like, all right, we got a computer to upgrade the textures. $60, please. Like it's just dirty.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know, man. How do you guys feel about like this new trend of like, you know, re-releasing games with minimal effort?
I thought we were moving away from it, like with the announcement of like the Demon's Souls remake was really good. Yeah,
and then Bluepoint killed it.
Yeah, and the Dead Souls remake looks like a Dead Souls. What the hell is Dead Souls?
Dead Space and Dark Souls.
New IP.
The Dead Space remaster looks like it's going to be really cool. Not a remake. It looks like it's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
And the Uncharted remasters were really good. Like we're on a good stride of just like getting actually good remasters.
Yeah.
It makes a difference when you completely redo something instead of just like, you slap a new coat of paint on and send it.
Remaster and remake are totally different.
But even the Mass Effect Legendary Edition, which is the same thing that you're describing, they just kind of up-res the textures. It was great. I'm playing it right now. It's awesome. So it's perfectly memories. It's exactly how I remember it.
What, the Skyrim one?
No. Well, Mass Effect.
Okay, I was just
going to say, Skyrim is like, a whole other issue, dude.
We're getting the Skyrim like remaster. That's again.
Its own category.
With them adding in fishing, I don't know, like. What they're doing to improve the game otherwise, but
yeah, but it has fishing in it now, dude.
Yeah,
fishing.
That's summer and fishing.
Now they have to re-release it on every platform with fishing.
I seriously will play like this ultimate super califragilisticexpialidocious version of Skyrim if I can like fucking yeet a goddamn fish by Fusrodon. Like, the fuck,
dude, fishing like it activates like the old white man part of my brain. We're like, whenever a game is like, we have fishing, I'm like, oh fuck, let's go. What do you mean?
That's the most old man white person thing I've ever heard in my life.
He hasn't moved to stamps yet.
What are you talking about? Nah, you can't do stamps. Stamps are wild, man. Stamp people are weird. Like I'm a coin guy, and like we all agree, stamp people are fucking weird.
Next thing I know, I'm gonna get a sorry guys, I can't do the podcast this week. I gotta go to bingo.
Yeah
but you can win money at bingo, dude.
You can win money at bingo, then you can use that money to buy silver.
That's right.
Oh my god. You can go play Keno as well.
And by the way, I do online bingo, so I don't have to leave the house. Yeah, bingomaker.com. Free shout out to them. Thank you for your wonderful services and keeping me sane.
See, that doesn't mean he's old yet. If he was old, he would go to the place, do it, and then scream at the person next to him when he wins.
Yeah. What? What'd you say?
363? Huh? What was that?
And meanwhile, Paz is doing like, aw. Oh. Bingo. I wanted silver.
Bingo. Pat's brain.
Bingo can buy many silver.
You know why I'm being attacked for having you know, on this podcast that's around a centralized hobby. Just because I'm the one who's like, you know, branching out, becoming a more diverse person, I'm getting shit on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's okay. I support you.
Thank you.
I
don't care about your support.
Honestly. Get into stamps.
I don't need you, man. Yeah, I can't do stamps.
When you start selling off your silver collection and your Doge coins, come hit me up so I can start your new collection.
I'm not into Doge, man. Doge had its run. Elon's moved on. It's all about Shiba now, man.
Well, when the next dog coin comes out, I can hook you up. I know a place where we can start collecting new things for you.
Dude, the crypto market's fucking wild right now. Every time like Elon Musk makes a tweet, like it creates another cryptocurrency.
I heard a hilarious comparison. They're like, NFTs and cryptocurrency is like the pyramid scheme for them, for like Zoom, like millennials.
Oh, 100% is.
I mean, it is, but you know, hey man,
it's like MLMs, I mean, look, for straight white dudes.
Look at how many times like these YouTubers have been pushing out like this new crypto, like, oh yeah, this one's gonna go to the moon, dink doinks going to the moon, and then
It's a really bear market here.
You know, fuck the Logan Paul brother, whatever.
Yeah, dudes. Logan Paul's got a cryptocurrency right now too.
Yeah, it's called Dink Doink. It's the one that gets scammed.
He's gonna fight Mike Tyson, and he's gonna be dead. So it won't matter.
Yo, Mike Tyson could kill him accidentally.
They're gonna fight.
That's very true.
There's no way that they're not gonna fight.
He's gonna hit him once.
No. I'm saying that they will be in a ring together, but there will not be a fight.
Yeah,
you're right. How old is Mike Tyson?
Have you seen? It'll be a murder, not a fight.
I don't pushing what, 67?
I don't think it matters because that dude has like gone on record saying like he uses toad venom to get high.
Did you hear like?
I don't think his age is a concept.
Have you seen him since he decided he was going to fight again? He went from being like an old jack dude to being like a jack dude. And I was like, damn, that's scary.
Since we're talking about Mike Tyson,
he's always been scary.
Tyson's 55.
He's 55.
Yeah. He's 55.
He's gonna ruin him.
Either they paid him a lot of money to take a fall, which I doubt because he has so much money and doesn't care. Or
Logan or Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Come on, he wouldn't.
Why
would they pay Logan to take a fall?
How much money do you think they would have to give Mike Tyson to take a fall to like some 20-year-old fucking YouTuber? Come on.
I don't think it exists. I don't think the amount of money exists.
I think all it's gonna take is like Logan Paul, like being Logan Paul and saying something to piss off Mike Tyson. He's like, all right, I'm not gonna go.
Yeah, he probably just let him swing at him a few times. He's gonna take one hit too hard and it's over now.
Or if he's saying in our Mike Tyson voice, all right, I'm letting go.
I'm genuinely concerned that Logan Paul might end up paralyzed from it.
I mean, it's scary. Did you watch the video of him punching the bag at 55?
They're going to tie one hand behind his back and he's still going to win.
Man, Mike Tyson had seriously like scary punches.
Let me find this video. Hold on.
All right. Have you guys, I mean, since we're talking about it, have you guys seen the Mike Tyson animated mystery?
Oh, I love Mike Tyson mysteries. So good. Rip Norm McDonald, but
yeah, oh, that's right. I forgot he played Pigeon.
Yeah, he's Pigeon.
Yeah, oh shit. Pasquale, you need to watch it. It's a Scooby-Doo inspired.
I've heard of it.
Mystery. It's not good.
Okay. Oh, it's so funny though.
It's funny if you watch it super high or you have no standards.
Okay.
If you can do those two things, maybe even at the same time, you're gonna love this show. I think it's on Netflix too. Yeah.
Jesus.
Stefano, are you reporting back with your fine?
Laughing to himself.
I don't mean to do this, but you know, we do have a podcast to do right now.
Hold on. Everyone,
I know you're taking your union mandated 5-minute break, but
watch this video of him.
This is gonna be
of Mike Tyson. I'm not clicking the link that you send to us in chat while we're doing a live
just
audio
do
podcast.
Just click it.
We'll not do it right now. No.
We'll vamp.
We gotta. I'm putting everybody. No. I'm putting everybody back on track.
Okay, go on.
Watch it after. He's gonna murder him. It's dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
All right, so remix.
We're remaking Mike Tyson's career. That's what we're talking
about. Yeah, from the ashes, baby.
This is a true remake.
It's a true remake.
They're going to have to remake Logan Paul's face.
Oh, my God.
We have to remake his life.
Right. Usually the show falls apart at the beginning, not like halfway through.
He's going to look like that GTA remaster. That's what he's going to look after this.
Logan Paul's going to wake up looking like a GTA Definitive Edition NPC, dude.
That's right. It's over, man.
Not quite right, but better than he was before.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Ooh. Anyway,
ooh.
You guys. I'll open you guys up. Give you all a question. If there's what game would you like to see actually getting a proper remake? You know, none of this bullshit artificial intelligence upscaling.
Like a
game full from your youth that you want to see like properly remade for the current generation.
But not like just clean.
Like if the game that you won was an 8-bit game, we're talking like 4K resolution. 3D everything,
but otherwise same game.
Yeah,
Splinter Cell Chaos Theory.
Oh, that'd be yeah okay.
I could respect that. Yeah,
Bully.
Oh cool. Shit, man!
Bully's
one of the best games ever made.
Yeah, but that's also a Rockstar IP.
And the best part is that the same guys that remade this one also remade Bully for iOS.
Weren't they supposed to be making Bully 2 at some point?
Who knows, man.
I don't know, man. When it comes to Rockstar and actually making new games, like, but that's the other thing that bothers me. They don't have to make new games. They can just like keep releasing the same shit over and over.
keep also Resistance DLC to answer your question. Another game I'd like to see
get released. Oh, okay, yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Really not. I don't know what I would want, man. You know what? I want Earthbound remade in 4K.
That's what I keep saying. I want Earthbound done in the same style as the Link's Awakening game.
Yeah. 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 That style that they made for Link's Awakening, making it like an interactive toy box, that was perfect.
And I think it's perfect for like a lot of those games on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Pretty much anything from that era, you could like maybe clean it up, tweak it a little bit, and like, you're good to go. And for some, and somehow it still upsets me to this point. And you're going to hear about this next week, by the way. It upsets me that Link's Awakening looks like that remade and the Gen 4 remakes look like what they do, because that should not be allowed.
Yeah.
Somebody did something wrong. Well,
the difference is Nintendo makes Link's Awakening remake and Pokemon Company makes Pokemon.
That's well, a game. Actually, well, no, not this, in this situation.
This situation is the first time they let another company take it.
That's the problem. Yeah.
They outsourced it. That's not the problem, man. It would have been worse if Game Freak made it.
Well, I don't know. Everyone's going to complain about like Legends of Arceus, whatever, but like, I think it looks fine. Everyone's so like, oh my God, the grass doesn't look like single blades of grass blowing in 5K. I don't care.
Pokemon has its own problem. Pokemon
are walking around. That's all Pokemon, I care about.
Pokemon walking around. I got a scissor made out of rocks. Like, I'm good.
But I mean, Pokemon has the same problems, man. You know, that they don't have enough time. And it doesn't matter because everybody just buys the game anyway. So they know what they could get away with. At least now that they're outsourcing this, Game Freak had more time to actually, you know, put into to Legends Arceus. So that's somewhat good, but still, like, you know, the turnaround time on Pokemon games is too short, dude. And nobody cares. Sword and Shield were like some of the best-selling Pokemon games in the freaking franchises. And it was the one that everyone bitched about because it was bad, but it doesn't matter because everyone bought it.
Yeah. Pokemon is Nintendo's Call of Duty. No matter what, someone will be turning old enough to play Pokemon again, and so they never have to put that much more effort into it to make it better, because always someone's going to be old enough to play it.
When somebody gets too old, there's just another group coming in. So
this is like the problem. I mean, but that's it. And this is what bothers me about every time we get into a situation like this, where like something comes out, no effort was put into it, but it still tops the charts. Unless people stop buying shit, these companies have no reason to stop making them shit.
I think you had a really great point, Pat, when you said you weren't going to pre-order it. We need to stop pre-ordering shit because, like, these people don't deserve our trust.
Oh, 100%.
It's not even that, but there's literally no reason to pre-order anything anymore.
Well, unless you want
you're going for the collector's edition or whatever, or like right?
A Kickstarter.
But, like, what point is there in pre-ordering a Pokemon game? You're going to get it. It's not going to be sold out. You're not going to have supply issues. You're going to get it. And I hate saying this, but everything's digital now anyway. So if you really wanted it, you just download it from the shop.
Yeah.
Two points I want to make about that. One, you're going to hate me for it.
I already hate me. Don't know why you're on the show.
But the first point is that I remember when EB Games started selling pre-orders for it, and the collector's editions were just the collector portions of the games and didn't include the game.
I love that. That was a great idea. I was really
upset about that. But now that I'm older and realize like everything is, I can get anything digitally, I'd rather pay a little bit less, get the sick ass statue or whatever. And then get the game whenever I want.
I'm sorry. When are you going to say the thing that's going to make me hate you?
They're 2/3 of all games bought are digital now. And so we're already on the digital revolution, baby. And you can forget about your physical sales. So
no, physical forever. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, look, there's still more than enough of a market out there for physical games. Yeah, 2/3 of all game sales are digital, but also there's a lot of games that don't get a physical printing, and also there's just more people in general buying physical games anyway.
Digitally.
So it's still there.
It's just because of convenience. Like, look how many people are like, I own this movie, but I'm too lazy to get off the couch, so I'm gonna watch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't. This is just supporting my decision here. I don't understand.
Also,
I agree.
Studios, they don't release physicals half the time. So,
yeah, there's a whole bunch of games that never see a physical release just because it doesn't make sense. Yeah,
exactly. You're right.
No, shut up. That's not what I mean. So you're twisting my words around so that you can make a point. I'm not here for that.
I have to argue one point today.
The freaking indie game that like a dude made in his garage over like the course of a summer isn't going to get like a printing on like at GameStop. It's just not possible.
Unless it becomes well known enough, for example, Stardew Valley. Where
that's true. Yeah.
It starts out digital and then it goes physical at some point. But yeah.
Tell you guys.
Stop making your point. No, I don't like this.
One more game I had in mind. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Remake.
I never apologize for being you, baby.
I'm not sorry. I take it back. Metroid Prime series.
I was thinking the same thing. I agree.
That in 4K, that'd be sick.
Yeah, I'm surprised that we haven't heard any announcement with like Metroid Prime 4 coming out maybe at some point within our lives.
Anything they'll release like a trilogy of it bundled, and then 4 will come out.
Well, the last time they re-released Metroid Prime, when was that? That was like the Wii U? Was it Wii or Wii U?
It was like GameCube, wasn't it?
No, it was the Wii.
But they came out on the GameCube. Yes, that's right. I'm so mad because I remember seeing like the steel case book of that like at Walmart. And I'm like, I'll pick it up later. And it's gone forever now.
Yeah.
I'm so pissed.
You played yourself.
That's why you got to pick up that coin mint.
I know. This is what it is, man. You just go to the Canadian Mint website. You buy anything that has a mintage of lower than 5,000. Flip that shit on eBay. Easy bank, baby.
You're spilling your secrets now.
Nope. Really? Chris edited that out. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Now. We don't have to yell.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we can actually talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Edit that out.
All right. Well, I think we killed all of our time on that topic.
That was a long trip of the ladder for a short slide.
How about, I don't know, we'll give final thoughts on this. Pasquale, how do you feel about all this?
Which part?
It's just in general.
General? Okay. Fix GTA.
Hashtag fix GTA.
Yeah.
Get it trending.
That's it.
Stefano?
Abandon it. Fuck it. Make a new take Bully 2. Okay. I don't want to deal with this shit.
Dude, I agree. Yo, we should just burn down Rockstar. Start over. Eat the rich. Cannibalize everything.
You know what?
Dude, I'm down, man.
For me today. I don't have to say anything.
I'm into this, man. I'm always up for like a civilian uprising. Hell yeah, man.
All right.
Chris, how about you?
Fix your shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's the fact that they went out of their way to like shut down mods and then also like remove the original versions of the games for sale. Just like, come on, man, whatever. But it doesn't matter. People are going to buy the game. I'm not salty. Anyway. Oh, let's play What's That Game.
All right.
Boomstinger. All right. So to end up the show, we're going to play a little game called What's That Game. This is a segment where one of us describes a video game so poorly that the other ones only have 10 yes or no questions to identify the identity of this unidentified game. I won last week, so I will be hosting this segment. Gentlemen, I apologize in advance for what I've done to you. However, if any of you get this, you'll have like my eternal respect.
Uh-oh.
All right. So your game described poorly, and I'm so sorry. So this journey may be deadly, but thank God for the gophers.
The gophers.
This journey may be deadly, but thank God for the gophers. So you have 10 yes or no questions to identify this game. Whenever you're ready, go ahead, boys.
All right. First off the bat, is this a current gen game?
That was my question.
Are you asking me if you could play it on current gen?
Is this
originally released on current gen?
Yes.
It can be played on a current gen system.
But it wasn't originally released on a current gen system.
I would say that no, it wasn't.
Is this game an exclusive?
This game is exclusive. However, it can be played on multiple systems.
So it's a platform exclusive, but not console exclusive.
I would say no to that as well.
So it's not exclusive. What? The answer is no. It's not exclusive.
I'm genuinely trying to answer this honestly.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Okay.
Again, if any of you get this, you're amazing. But once I tell you what it is, you're all going to hate me.
Okay.
Is this a platformer?
This is not a platformer.
Is this game in 3D?
It is not in 3D.
Is this on the Nintendo console?
It can be played on a Nintendo console.
This is game Frogger.
This game is not Frogger. God,
I thought for sure it was Frogger.
It's not Frogger.
Okay.
What was the hint again?
This journey may be deadly, but thank God for the gophers.
Thank God for the gophers.
Yeah.
It's 2D. Would you call this game retro?
I would consider it to be retro.
Is this game made by a North American company?
It is not known who published this game. What? Technically. It is technically unknown who published this game.
What?
Yeah.
Is this a side-scroller game?
It is not a side-scroller.
Not a side-scroller.
Is this game an arcade game?
It is an arcade game.
It's not lost then.
This game can be played on an arcade cabinet, technically.
Okay. Sorry. Well, it doesn't matter now. I meant the question, like, was it released on an arcade console originally? But I didn't ask that, so it doesn't matter.
It was not released on an arcade console. I'll give you that one for free.
Okay.
But it is an arcade game.
These are some backwards answers.
I know you're all going to hate me.
Journey may be deadly, but thank God for the gophers.
Thank God for the gophers, yeah. Never would have beaten it without the gophers. You're going to make me do a lot of editing on the segment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is your fault.
Yep.
What may be deadly? What?
This journey may be deadly, but thank God for the gophers.
You can see why I thought.
This isn't a question. I'm just asking, like,
okay.
In general. Like, this is a video game, correct?
This is a game that you can play, correct?
No. I said, is this a video game?
This is a game that you can play.
No.
Using a controller.
Is this a video game?
No response.
Is this whack-a-mole?
This is not whack-a-mole. This is a game that you can play with a controller, and there is a scorekeeping mechanic built into it.
On a screen.
On a screen, yes.
Okay.
I'll give you this one for free. You can't buy this game by itself.
So it needs a peripheral of some sort.
And unless he means you have to buy it with a different game?
You can't have one more question.
By itself.
One more question, boys, and then I'll be taking your guesses, please.
I'll trade one of my guesses for...
You're going to burn a guess for an extra question? Burn a
guess for a question.
What's the question?
I don't have a question. I'm just saying it's
up. Are you just going to bank it for the group?
It's up for the grabs.
All right.
So we don't know who published this game. You can't buy this game by itself.
It's not that we don't know. It's unknown who published it, technically.
What?
It's technically unknown who the creator of this game is.
Okay, creator. Wait, what?
Either way.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Unless I might be missing it, but I'm pretty sure that it's not revealed.
We got the wiki page pulled up for this?
I have multiple wiki pages pulled up.
Is this a sports game?
It's not a sports game, no.
Okay, so the only...
Deadly journey with gophers. Is what I'm understanding.
This journey may be deadly, but thank God for the gophers.
Dude, straight up, when I thought of this, I was so proud of myself, and I knew you would all hate me at the end of it.
You're going to say it, and I'm going to quit the podcast.
This is my last. All right. I'm gonna have to push you guys for either your final questions or some guesses.
You said it has a screen, right?
Yes, it contains a screen. I mean, the game itself doesn't contain a screen, but you supplied the screen.
And
okay. You can't buy it by itself.
To my knowledge, you cannot buy this game by itself. No.
I got nothing.
Literally.
Chris?
No ideas.
Wants to get it so bad.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm going to hate myself.
The worst part is, Pasquale, I think you know what it is.
I probably do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hate myself.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to call it. Do you guys want to make a guess?
Well, we had one more question, right?
You have one more question, but you have to take it.
Was this game made before 1995?
No. Well, it's unknown, but technically, no.
That gives us like 30 years almost to play with.
Okay, well, it shot down what I thought it might have been. So,
all right. Would you like me to reveal the game? Again, you're all going to hate me, and I'm sorry, but I just thought it was funny to do this. So in Stardew Valley, if you go into the inn, there's an arcade cabinet there, and you could play a game called The Journey of the Prairie King.
That's not a real game. That does not keep
The answer to the question, then, is Stardew
Valley.
It's
a game within the game. No, but it's not Stardew Valley. It's Journey of the Prairie King, which is a game that can only be played within Stardew Valley.
You son of a bitch.
I told you I was trying to answer those questions honestly based on the information.
You're a real piece of shit. You know that.
So then,
you totally did not answer those questions.
What are you talking about? I don't know who made Journey of the Prairie King.
It would have been the developer of Stardew Valley.
No, not in the lore of the game, dude.
No, this is bullshit.
Technically,
this is some BS.
I call a veto on this one.
I'm gonna lawyer the shit out of this one.
Get Allison on this. This is her discretion at this point.
We're gonna get a call from Allison after she listens to this episode and be like, what the fuck was that?
It was never established in the rules that we couldn't pick games within games that don't technically exist. It is still a video game. As far as I'm concerned, I abided by the rules here, and I brought a little bit of spice to the formula.
You're a real piece of work.
All right, well, now you're metagaming here.
All right, well, I guess I'll be hosting this segment next week as well.
That doesn't count as a point, though, so screw you.
I think it should be worth, like, 2 points, honestly.
-3.
We'll let the scorekeeper decide that one.
Are we gonna have her?
Alice will 100% take my side on this. It was a banger move. I don't care what anyone says.
I want there to be comments playing.
Tweet at us to say this is bullshit. I want you to tweet at us at the Let's GG podcast on Twitter and hashtag Pat's a fucking cheater.
Chris is like, I will not abide by this.
I want to see this trending in a week from now.
Dude, I love when Chris gets salty.
Yo, can we put this on a t-shirt? This is our first t-shirt.
Oh my God. Anyway, hey, if you like this episode, why don't you give us a review on Apple iTunes? You can also listen to the Let's Get Gaming podcast on Google Play, Spotify, Anchor FM. Thank you, Anchor. And of course, Apple iTunes. And well, pretty much anywhere where your video game podcasts can be listened to. I was your host, and everyone loves me currently, Patrick Dennehy. Thank you for listening. Join with me this week, Stefano Fontana. Thank you for being here.
Keep your fucking stick on the ice.
Pasquale Galuzzo, thank you for being here.
Hashtag screw you, Pat.
Chris, don't fucking kill me, dude.
We all got shafted.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.